They say you know it, but you know it, I don't know. Promise that you'll hold me close, don't let me go.
Now, more than ever before.
'cause you're the middle.
Hope 103.2.
I'm moving inside her, lying in the dark, and I think that I'm beginning to know her. Let it go, I'll be there when you call, and whenever I
Tokyo, Amsterdam, Mexico.
Hope 103.2.
I think it's time for that renovation.
You mean renovation D?
What does the D stand for?
Deluxe, divine, decadent, dollar savings. Renovation D are Australia's leading kitchen and bathroom renovation specialists.
Definitely.
Well, that's decided then. Let's check out their showroom.
Renovation D, savings guaranteed. Visit our showroom in Bankstown or renovationd.com.au. Station sponsor.
Serve the nations from where you are. Over 3 billion people are yet to have access to the good news of Jesus. You can help reach these people without leaving Australia. For over 100 years, station sponsor WEC International has been focused on seeing the good news go to the unreached. And you can help. WEC has a number of volunteer roles that are part-time and can fit your availability. Serve the nations from where you are. For more information, search opportunities at wec.com.au.
Refugee children in Uganda urgently need your help. Many are orphans, dying from hunger. Jesus said that whatever you do for that person in need, you do for me. You can feed a hungry refugee child for a month for just $6. By giving a little, you can do a lot.
Thank you.
More than a meal, you'll give them a future.
Give now at feedthehungry.org.au. Station sponsor, Feed the Hungry.
Hope 103.2.
Aim the stars tonight, so watch me bring the fire, set the night light. Shoes on, get up in the morning, cup of milk, let's rock and roll. Kink out, kick the drum, rolling on like a rolling stone. Sing song when I'm walking home, jump up to the top of the throne. Ding dong, call me on my phone, nice tea and I'll get my ping pong.
This is dead heavy, can't hear the bass, bro, I'm ready. Life is sweet as honey.
That encourage you through the day, plus the ones you know and love. Hope 103.2.
Feeling I'll see you later.
we get a little closer. You rock it just like you're supposed to. Hey, boy, I ain't got nothing more to say. 'Cause you just make me wanna.
Most important thing there is.
Hype 103.2.
Sometimes I feel like I'm alone, a bit too broken, unseen, unknown. Sometimes the doubt starts creeping in. So come to my once again.
Starting today, I'm not gonna waste another moment. Even if I had the chance before, I would have blown it. But you took me by surprise. Caught me just in time.
Hope.
103.2.
I wonder maybe they never find me. I've been waiting such a long, long, long time to feel it swallowed by the waters around me. Though I took so many wrong, wrong, wrong turns to see it. Through the blisters at night, and I left till I cried and cried. I ran till my feet couldn't run no more, and I sat till my lungs were burning, till I know I'm alive, alive. I sit till I can't hear voice no more. Suddenly the sun goes up, and I feel my love flooding back again. Sleep through such a cold, cold, cold night to see it. A green fly just hit me right where I'm standing. A sunlight cut into the bone, bone, bone. Start the healing. Oh, I danced through the blisters at night, and I left till I cried and cried. I ran till my feet couldn't run no more, and I sat till my lungs were burning, till I know I'm alive. Sit till I can't hear your voice no more. Suddenly the sun goes up, and I feel my love flooding back again. Yeah. Until the sun goes up, and I feel my love coming up again. Suddenly the sun goes up, and the dark is gone. We made it to the dawn, and I don't miss you anymore.
In for series 3 of She Wasn't Born Yesterday. I'm Janet.
And I'm Amelia, and we'll be chatting with some amazing guests.
Starting with Professor Georgina Long, co-medical director of Melanoma Institute Australia, about how to save our skins.
And from Australian of the Year to Financial Planner of the Year, expert Michelle Stone explains how to boss your money.
We talk to a mental health GP about all things ADHD.
And the very sobering topic of women abused by clergy.
And so much more. She Wasn't Born Yesterday, new series, starts October on Apple Pods, Spotify or the Hope 103.2 app. We look forward to your company.
My son's disability means he needs help, but he still wants to feel independent.
Make your own choices with LifeLift Care and experience the world of independent living. LifeLift Care is your local NDIS provider. They connect you with top allied healthcare providers and assist with community participation and daily tasks.
LifeLift Care helps my son live his life to the fullest.
Station sponsor, LifeLift Care. Lifting lives with heart. Visit lifeliftcare.com.au.
Need a skip bin delivered on time and on budget? Call Oztip Recycling. We have a range of skip bins available for immediate delivery, from infrastructure projects to household cleanups. If you need it, we've got it ready to go. Oztip, delivering is our promise. Recycling is our passion. That's why we're managing waste today for a cleaner tomorrow. Oztip Recycling. Fast skip bin delivery at the best price. Book online now at oztiprecycling.com.au. Station sponsor.
Divorce is never easy. It can be emotional and messy, which is why Unified Lawyers is here for you. Station sponsor Unified Lawyers is rated one of the best family lawyers in Sydney, with over 450 five-star reviews from happy clients all over Australia. They'll really listen to understand your situation and get the results that will help you move on with your life. Unified Lawyers, here for you. To book a free consultation, go to unifiedlawyers.com.au.
Awesome fun!
That's the Play Cave, the best birthday party venue ever. And it's a clean, safe way to let children play while mums catch up or families enjoy an afternoon out. The Play Cave has quality cafe food and coffee, is open for breakfast, lunch and dinner, is air conditioned, has corporate catering and a private functions menu. Book a party at the Play Cave now and get $50 off the bill. Station sponsor the Play Cave.
Awesome fun!
Visit theplaycave.com.au.
I love to-do lists. My computer desktop is covered in them. To-do lists for today, this week, this month. Lists of people to meet with. Lists of conversations to have. I love them. And the reason for that is I love the sense of satisfaction of crossing an item off when it's finished. It feels so good. However, there are some jobs I have that will never be complete as long as I'm living. For example, loving my wife and kids. I can never say, yep, job is done, I don't need to do that anymore. Do you know, this is how God is with us. His love never runs out. He promises to love those who trust in him always, even into eternity. So don't doubt the love of God. It's on his to-do list, but he'll never cross it off as complete. This is Andrew Laird with God in 60 Seconds. For more space to think and talk about God, go to thirdspace.org.au.
To hear this again, head to hope1032.com.au and check out the segments page.
Have you forgotten the one who first called you by name? Have you let life's disappointments make you think he's changed? Won't you come and see again? Let your heart believe again. Yes, he does. When it feels like your world's caving in, God won't let go. He knows who you are and where you've been. There's no tear overlooked, nothing he can turn for good.
isn't through. So let your heart believe again that he's not done with you. Greater things are still to come, 'cause his love isn't through. So let your heart believe again that he's not done with you.
Yes, he does.
Lighthouses, blowholes, and Hope 103.2.
Friends that I know, always there with a smile, saying you're not alone, singing la 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 la, que será.
Get through it. Tomorrow is a mystery, so let's just do it. And even when the rain falls, you and I will stand tall. No matter what you go through, I'll never leave you. So you gotta be strong, strong. Live by the words of the song, song. Together is where we belong, belong. Never stop dreaming, keep holding on.
Happy end.
Up, it ain't okay. We don't care what the world say. We spread love, it's the only way.
So you gotta be strong, strong. Live by the words of the song, song. Together is where we belong, belong. Never stop dreaming, keep holding on.
Happy end.
So I'm glad that I'm here with some friends that I know. Always there with a smile, saying you're not alone. Singing la 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 la, que será.
Happy end of the day.
Keep at it, Sydney.
I feel a tingle in my toes when you come around so close. Different words collide in this eye. I hear the ringing of your voice. You say your dreams are my mom, burning fire in my soul. I gotta listen to your voice. When we run and win the souls until everything's restored. I feel the tingle in my toes when you come.
You give me a vision for the souls. Show me all the places where we'll go. Letting all your dreams become my home. Finally found myself in you.
We are making deeper memories. Dancing with the lonely hearts. Hearing everyone's story. You're revealing your glory. There's a turning point in history. Every spirit's feeling light and free. And I know that you're holy. You're revealing your glory.
I carry heaven in my soul. It's a beauty I can hold. Pinching everything around.
turning everything around me. We are making deeper memories, dancing with the lonely hearts, hearing everyone's story. You're revealing your glory. There's a turning point to history. Every spirit's feeling light and free.
Hope 103.2.
Making my way downtown, walking fast, faces pass and I'm homebound. Staring blankly ahead, just making my way through the crowd. I need you, and I miss you, and now I wonder if I could fall into the sky. Do you think time went past me by? 'Cause you know I'd walk a thousand miles if I can just see you tonight. Of you, and I wonder if you ever think of me. Everything's so wrong, I don't belong, living in your precious memory. 'Cause I need you, and I miss you, and now I
tonight. Hope 103.2.
At B
Bedford, we believe education shouldn't be institutionalised. It shouldn't be inflexible or impersonal, and it shouldn't leave students feeling unprepared and unsupported. Bedford empowers people to accelerate toward the future they want, while growing in character and confidence with values that affirm who they are in the Christian story. At Bedford, people matter. Character matters. Outcomes matter. We believe in transforming education, empowering people, shaping the world. We believe in you. Visit bedford.edu.au. Station sponsor.
Reckon you know your dumpy shot from your drop-off? The cornerstone to your career as a bricklayer starts at Bricklaying Education Australia. It's where you'll get 3 years of free nationally recognised training from qualified trainers with nearly four decades of industry experience. You'll come out the other side with a Cert 3 in bricklaying and blocklaying after completing your apprenticeship with us. At station sponsor Bricklaying Education Australia, your future is under construction. Visit bricklayingeducation.com.au and apply today.
Are you looking for a church to call home in Sydney Southwest? Station sponsor Inspire Church wants to welcome you with open arms. It's a vibrant, Christ-centered church with spirit-filled worship and preaching from the life-changing gospel. Families will find a welcoming atmosphere at Inspire with an exceptional Bible-based kids program and a cafe for food, coffee, and fellowship. For more information, visit inspirechurch.com.
Hope 1032.
Well, I wish I had a short-term memory. Wish the only thing my eyes could see was the future burning bright right in front of me. But I can't stop looking back. Yeah, I wish I was the perfect picture of somebody who's never not good enough. Well, I try to measure up, but I mess it up. And I wish I wasn't like that. I wish I wasn't wishing anymore. Wish I could remember that nobody's keeping score. I'm tired of throwing pennies in a well. I gotta do something. Nothing. Grace reminds me that my best days are not behind me. Wherever my yesterday may find me, well, I don't have to stay there now. See, my hourglass is upside down, and my someday soon is here. And now the clock is ticking, and I'm so sick and tired of missing out. I wish I wasn't wishing anymore. Wish I could remember that nobody's keeping score. I'm tired of throwing pennies in a well. I gotta do something. Here goes nothing.
Good morning. Welcome to Morning Devotions.
Chris Witts with you. Now, the story is told of the farmer who lived his whole life on the same farm. It was a great farm, but with the passing years, the farmer began to get tired of his possessions and surroundings, and he longed for something better, and every day he found a new reason to criticise the old place. So he wanted to sell out, and so he listed the farm with a real estate agent. And the agent prepared a newspaper ad with all the great things about the location, the equipment, the livestock, and the acres of fertile ground. And when the farmer read the ad, he was sort of puzzled and very silent for quite a while. Then he said, "Hold everything. I've changed my mind. I'm not going to sell." He said, "I've been looking for a place like that all my life." Now, you might have heard that story and had a bit of a smile about it, but contentment's an interesting word. He really wasn't content until it suddenly came up to him in a fresh way what a wonderful farm he had. So are you discontent with the surroundings where you live? One of the greatest challenges in life is to be content with what you have. I think it's a great subject, this. It seems more and more people are sinking deeper into debt to accumulate more things in life that really don't provide lasting fulfillment or happiness. And really, what's the point of that? Well, we want to accumulate things and regard them as treasure. I guess that's part of human nature. We think that if we have more material possessions, perhaps more money, that we'll be more secure. But the Bible asks a very troubling question. Do I look to myself and the things that I can accumulate as security, or do I stand on the promises of God? And the promises of God tell me that God will look after me and provide for my needs. Because Jesus told his disciples, he said, "Don't worry about your life, what you'll eat or drink, or about your body, what you'll wear." He said, "Isn't life more important than food, and the body more important than clothes? Who of you, by worrying, can add a single hour to his life? But seek first God's kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well." They're wonderful words. That's in Matthew chapter 6. You can read it. The Bible also says that where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. And when our heart has been touched by God and his love, we become more realistic about the things in life. They don't become really as important, perhaps, as they used to be. Things can easily be replaced in our society. So we sort of assume that everything and everyone is expendable unless...